Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. We are in the house of the Lord again, and we give you the praise and the glory. Can I get amen?
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, because the entrance of your word brings light. And I pray, Lord, in the message of the Lord this morning, let that light shine in every heart this morning to the glory of your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glorify yourself, Lord, in the message of the Lord this morning, and let every need be fulfilled by the revelation of your word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, it is time to elevate our faith a little bit this morning. Amen. Praise God. You know, I love the subject of faith. Yeah, you all know that. You know, because Jesus said in Luke 18 and 8, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith? You know, so faith is so vital. And in Hebrews 11 and 6, we're told that without faith, it is what? It is impossible to please the Lord. You know, so there's a very few places where it says, you know, something is impossible. And that's one of the few places in the Bible where it talks about things being impossible. The other thing, place is where it is impossible for God to lie. Amen? Amen. It is impossible to please the Lord without faith. So I love to talk on the subject of faith and so on, because that's how you get anything from the Lord. You know, and even our faith, our preparation, our walk with God in preparing, you know, to go with the Lord when he comes, it's all by faith. Enoch walked with God. By faith, he did that. And he was not, because God took him. He got so close to that glory and that presence that nothing could keep him down. Amen? And he went away. You know, I'm looking to do that, you know, one of these days very soon. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Okay, so this morning I'm going to read a verse, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be speaking about. I'm going to start here in Isaiah 62 and verse 10. It says, Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway. Oh yes, gather out the stones and lift up a standard for the people of God. So I'm going to lift a standard. That means I'm going to raise the bar a little bit this morning. Amen? You know, when you go to those track meets and, you know, track and field events, and they have the high jump or the pole vaults and so forth. And every so often they raise the bar a little bit. And they raise the bar some more. You know, and some people fall, you know, fall by the wayside. And some people keep going. And they raise the bar a little bit. You know, and others keep going and they keep falling until, you know, the last guy. You know what I'm talking about. Amen? You know, so we're going to raise the bar a little bit this morning. And my message this morning is say to this mountain. That's my message this morning. Say to this mountain. And I'm going to start here in Mark chapter 11 and verse 22 to about 25. Now, this text may be familiar with some of you. And in the early part of the chapter, Jesus passing by Bethany and all of that, you know, going on his way, he saw a fig tree that should have had some fruit, didn't have any fruit. You know, he said, no man eat of you afterwards. And it looked like nothing happened, you know. And then they went away, and then the next day they came back, and then they saw that the tree was withered away, and they were like, oh my goodness, the tree that you cursed yesterday is withered away. And Jesus said, well, you know, of course, the Lord, he knew that that tree already died the moment he said it. Amen? You know, but he took it some time to wither away. You know, but it died. You know, as soon as he said it, you know, it was done. You know, he said, well, you're done. That's it. Done. Nobody is going to eat of you anymore. That's it. You know, so he, and then he wondered about that. So he told them, he said, look, you know, Jesus answering unto them in verse 22, he said, look, have faith in God. You know, some other renditions say, have the faith of God. But have faith in God. You know why? You know, well, he said, you know, I'm going to tell you a secret here this morning. You know, so he looked around, you know, because, you know, they had been, they saw the fig tree that was withered away, and they wondered about that, you know. So he said, well, you know, here's what I'm going to do. So he looked around, and he saw this big mountain over here. And he said, you know, He said, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. So he was talking to a particular mountain. He was looking at that mountain. Amen?
Amen.
There was this mountain. There was some mountain that was there. Whatever it was, we don't know which mountain it was. You know, but he was looking at it and he said, whosoever, see, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and, you know, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, you know, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let me break it down for you, because there are some elements in that verse that we're going to be speaking about this morning. The first thing Jesus said is, whosoever. And I love that word. You know, that's the greatest word in the gospel. It's whosoever. It's always whosoever. Whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whosoever will come and take of the water of life freely, hallelujah, shall not thirst again, Jesus said. Whosoever. It's a wonderful word. That means the promise is unto you. Don't leave it up to the pastor or some evangelist or some great man of God. It is whosoever. Yeah, it's not happening. Well, it's perhaps maybe you don't, you know, follow exactly what he says in this verse. So let's break it down. He said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, and I'm going to identify some mountain this morning that you need to say something to. Amen? Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. See, you have to be specific to the mountain. Be thou removed. Not pray to the mountain, but say to the mountain, be thou removed. And be, not only be removed, because you don't want the mountain, you know, just go and drop on somebody. Tell it exactly where to go, amen? Praise God. Be thou removed and cast into the sea. And when you do that, he said, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now, I'm going to tell you, because the Lord, he knows that, you know, whether you're doubting and so forth, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Amen? That those things that he said shall come to pass. Now notice, he believes at the time that he says it, but it comes to pass later on. How many of you are still with me? That shall say and believe that the things which he said shall come to, that shall come to pass, his future. You don't care whether it happens right there or now. It doesn't matter. It shall come to pass. That's what he said. And if you believe that in your heart and you don't doubt it, then Jesus said, ye shall have whatsoever you say. Amen. Well, the trouble with people, you know, many elements in this verse, you know, first of all, people don't even believe that it can happen. Well, so that disqualifies you right there. Amen. That's right. Or people don't focus or zero in on the mountain. You know, that's the issue. You know, and so forth like that. Or when they say it, and if it doesn't happen right away, they don't follow through like Jesus said. You know, because Jesus, he said it to the fig tree, and he just went about his business. He didn't care anything more about that, because he knew it already happened. See? And then, you know, the next day, say, my goodness, you know, the tree is withered away. And he said, well, you know, not only that tree, but this mountain, if you have faith. Amen? Amen, somebody? That's right, if you have faith. Now, but let's read the next verse and see what all he has to say about that, you know. Listen to the next verse. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. See, so he's underscoring the same point again. At the time that you pray is the time that you believe, not the time that the miracle happens. Amen? What things soever you desire when you pray, believe at that time. That's what Jesus said. And then what will happen? Oh yeah. You see, believe that ye receive them, and then ye shall have them. Shall have maybe some days later, maybe a week later, I don't know. Doesn't matter. You know, maybe a year later, maybe even years later, but ye shall have them. If you believe with all your heart, praise the name of the Lord. You know, so at that time when you pray, see, now, so we're going to reveal some things here this morning. There is a prayer time when you believe, And then there is an action time when you speak. Amen? Praise God. And people wondered all those times that Jesus used to go up in the mountain early in the morning before everybody woke up, everybody else, and they were still snoozing and, you know, getting their second wink and third wink in. Jesus would be on the mountain praying. And then when he would come down, he would have power with God. And then the rest wondered, well, why couldn't we do that? Well, you know, you spend all the time sleeping when you should have been praying, you know, and you didn't have any faith, Jesus said, you know. So if you have some faith, you can do the same thing. Say, he that believeth in me, the works that I do. Hallelujah, somebody. The same shall he do. Praise God. Oh, yes, and greater works than this, because I go unto my Father. You know, so why? Because Jesus is gone, he had a limited time to do the work, so you have greater opportunity to do more works. So let's make that clear. It's more works can be greater in quality. Amen? Amen, somebody? No disciple is greater than his master. So we cannot do anything greater than the Lord, but greater in abundance, because he has left. He only had 3.5 years, so we have more time. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. That word comes from the same root word where the Bible would say, you know, a woman that had great abundance and so forth like that. You know, the same thing, you know. So we can do more for the Lord because Jesus has left and we have more time to carry on his work. But he that believeth on me will do the same works that I do. So now we see the elements of this faith, how it's working in moving this mountain. And I want you to turn to Romans chapter 10. And in verse 6 through 7, I mean through 10, he talks about this kind of faith that we're talking about this morning. In Romans chapter 10. And starting at verse 6. Now, he's going to show you something here which, you know, if you follow through these concepts, this is how you get your prayers answered. The righteousness which is of faith. Now, some of you may not know that in righteousness and faith, they have a voice and they speak. You know, and that's what we're talking about this morning. The righteousness that's of faith, you know, that has a voice. It has to speak. You know, it has a way that it works. And then the Bible says, don't say in your heart, you know, we don't, you know, it's not a hard thing, you know, who is going to, you know, ascend into heaven to bring Christ down, or he's going to go down to the grave to bring him up. He's no longer in the grave. Amen. But here is the word. See, he said the word of faith is nigh. See, it's actually in your mouth. That's what he says. Praise God. The word of faith. Let me read it to you right here. He says, the word of faith is nigh you. And it's even in your mouth. See, so that's the word that we want you to speak. It's the word of faith that is already in your mouth. And how does it put it to you exactly? This is in Romans chapter 10. And verse 6 is what you're looking at. But let's look at the next verse right here. Romans chapter 10. Let's look at the next verse. What does it say on the next verse? You can put that up, please. Or who shall ascend into the deep to bring Christ up? We already talked about that. Next verse. But what saith he? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. And that is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith is near unto you. It's even in thy mouth. And he gives two elements of this word of faith in the next few verses. He's going to tell you how it works. How does it work? He said, well, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. He said, because with the heart man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So I'm talking about the two pieces this morning. Well, you believe with your heart, but you have to say with your mouth, you know, to get it done. Amen? Amen, somebody? You know, if you keep it in your heart, you don't say anything, well, God might not do anything. Because the Bible says, the Lord walk with them confirming their word. You know, that's what he confirms. And I'm going to show you that this morning. In Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2, the Bible says, you know, you are taken by your very words and you are ensnared by your own words. So That's why you shouldn't speak anything negative about yourself, but you should declare only what God has said about you. The Bible says, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And that's what I'm going to say about myself. I don't care what it looks like. Amen? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I'm going to say about myself. I'm going to say, I am more than a... I'm not just a conqueror. I'm actually more than a conqueror. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, and the devil can do whatever he wants, but I got the shield of faith. Amen? All his fiery darts and so forth, I can quench them with the shield of faith. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So I will speak what the Bible says about me, because it said, a man is ensnared by the words of his mouth. Let's see how God did it. And let's learn, you know, from the Lord himself and see how he did it. Because, you know, that's who we are. We are sons of God. He made us in his own image. You know, that means you look like, you look at a son of God and you see what God looks like. Amen? That's what the image means, you know. So, you know, we should be doing things like the Lord did. So let's go back to the beginning and see how the Lord did it. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1. And I'm going to give you a series of verses. In these verses, then I'm going to let you find the one thing that is common in these verses. Now, all the children can participate in this as well. You just look at the Bible. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. And verse 6. And verse 9. And verse 11. And verse 14. And verse 20. And verse 24. And verse 26. And verse 29. Now, there's one thing that's common in all these verses that I just read. Or not just pointed to, I didn't actually read them, but I pointed to them. You know, these verses, there's about 9 or 8 of them. You know, there's one thing that is common. And the one thing that is common in all these verses is what? And God said. That's the one thing that's common. And God said. See, first he looked and he saw there was chaos. That's not what he intended. You know, and he saw there was darkness. That's not what he intended. So he said, let there be light. That's it. Remember Jesus said, you know, if you will say, be thou removed. Just like, let there be light. You know, that's the same way that God did it. He just said it. Let there be light. Let there be. In other words, whatever it's going to take for it to happen, let it go into motion and let it happen. Amen. He just, that's all he said, let there be light. And there was light. And if you read every one of those verses, I'm not going to take time to read them all, you know, but that's verse 6, verse 3, verse 6, verse 9, verse 11, verse 14, 20, 24, 26, and 29 of Genesis 1. And he said repeatedly, let there be, or something, or let something happen. But the key thing is, God said, and God said, and God said. One time he said, let there be life. One time he said, let there be this and that. One time he said, let the earth bring forth this. And he said all of that. And every time he said, something went into motion. Hallelujah, somebody. God said. You know, so that's one thing I want you to remember. You know, and that's what we're talking about this morning. Say to this mountain. Praise the name of the Lord. Now in the book of Isaiah chapter 55. Verses 10 and 11. The Lord is speaking and he's going to compare the natural with the spiritual. Now God does that a lot. You know, he'll take things in the natural and he'll use that to compare the spiritual. And he said, look, you know, as the rain comes down from the heaven and comes down to the earth and does not go back up there, you know, and so forth, but he waters the earth and all of that, you know. He said, well, that's what in the natural, that's what happens when it rains. The rain just comes down, that's it. You know, and it gives water to the earth to bring forth seed and all that. He said, well, so shall my word be. Amen? Amen. Now, look at the things that the rain does. You know, when it comes from heaven, it does not return back to heaven. You see? But it watered the earth, so that's one. And it brings forth, you know, makes it to bring forth and spring forth and so forth. That's number two. And he gives seed to the sower, that's number three. He gives bread to the eater. Amen? That's all of the things that the rain will do for you when it comes down. But it does not go back to heaven. And then he went forth in the next verse and said, so shall my word be that proceeds out of my mouth. Hallelujah, somebody. That's Isaiah 55 and verse 11. The word that proceeds out of my mouth shall not return unto me void. Can you put that verse up, please? Isaiah 55 and 11. It shall not proceed, it shall not come back unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Amen? Now, I want you all to look at that verse. In case you don't have a Bible, that's why I asked you to put it up. Now, let's look at what he said there. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Now, that's God speaking. But it shall accomplish that which I please. Oh, yes. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Now, you know, and Jesus, he turned around and told us the same things. And he's trying to teach the disciples how to be like the Father. In fact, you know, he's trying to teach them, you know, how, you know, to understand God and so forth like that. So he said, look, this is the way you do it. You speak just like God. And you don't doubt in your heart. And you believe that those things that you say shall come to pass just like God. You know, and that it will not return void, but that it will accomplish whatever you said. Then Jesus said, you will have whatever you said, just like this verse. You will have whatsoever you say. Now, God didn't put any timing on it right here. He didn't put a time on it and say today, the next day, or the next month. But he said, it shall prosper. And it shall come to pass. Doesn't matter whether it's today. Doesn't matter whether it's tomorrow. You know, but it shall come to pass. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Amen? Amen, somebody? Now, when you are going on a journey, and suddenly there appears a huge mountain in front of you. I mean, a roadblock or whatever you want to think about. I use the word mountain because the subject is say to this mountain. But it could be a roadblock, it could be anything, you know, and so forth like that. Now, you have some choices, you know. You're going, you know, and suddenly there's a roadblock. There are some choices. You can turn back. Amen? That's right. Most people will. There's a roadblock. There's no way to go. You can turn back, or you can figure out a way around the roadblock. Amen? If you are determined to go to where you are going, you're not going to let no roadblock, roadblock or anything keep you out. You're going to figure out, you know. In fact, the psalmist said, by my God, I have lived over a wall. By my God, I have run through a troop. You know, so walls or troops or so forth, they can't stop him. You know, in fact, if you get in his way, he'll bulldoze you. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, oh yeah. You know, nothing is going to stop him when he's on a roll. You know, so, you know, but there are some choices when you have this mountain that's blocking your way. You can, you know, go back, be turned back, you know, be discouraged, give up, or you can find a way around the mountain. Now, you know, I'm going to talk about the second option. I don't like option number one. You know, there's door number one, what's behind it? Turn back. I don't like that one. And door number two, what's behind that one? Well, find a right way around the mountain. I sort of like that one. You know, so let's pick at that one a little bit. Find a way around the mountain. Well, within that option, there are other options. Now, somebody may try, see, to climb the mountain. And if you're a good mountain climber, maybe you'll succeed. If you're not very good, maybe, you know, you go only so far, and then you lose your grip, and you fall down. And then you try again, you go so far, you know, you slip, and you fall down, or whatever, you know. I mean, you keep trying. I mean, anybody understand what I'm talking about? You keep trying to climb this mountain, and you keep falling because you really can't, you know, do it, and so forth. You know, you go so far, and then you fall. You get only so far, and then you fall, you know. If you actually succeed, let's say you're a good mountain or rock climber, you might get to the top of the mountain, and then you look around and you say, my goodness, you see nothing but valley. And then you see another mountain in front. And for you to get to the other mountain, you got to come down. Amen? Anybody still with me? Yes. Oh, yeah. And all that energy to go up and down, you find out, oh, my goodness. You know, You gotta get down. You can't jump from this place to that place, you know, unless you can fly. You know, so you're gonna have to come down. Well, if you didn't climb, if you didn't try to climb the mountain now, you know, very few people. In fact, if we let everybody in this room try to climb some mountain, maybe that would be nobody that'll be able to make it, you know, because we're not probably rock climbers, mountain climbers. Maybe one or two might make it, you know. So most people will, you know, fall, lose their grip and so forth, and, you know, get discouraged or, you know, and so forth, or faint or whatever, you know. Now, somebody may also stand and say, well, you know, I can't climb this mountain. You know, I got to figure out a way, you know. So they might try to go around the mountain. And if the mountain is huge, maybe it'll take several days for them to get around it, but they might eventually get around it if they, you know, they're persistent and, you know, they look for a way to walk around the mountain and so forth. Everybody understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, those are the options that you have, you know, those are some common options that you have when you are facing a mountain in the natural. Jesus introduced yet another option. And that's the one I want to talk about this morning. He introduced another option that said, well, don't climb the mountain. Amen? Don't try to climb the mountain. But say to the mountain, be thou removed. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, now that's an option that is not common at all. You know, most people wouldn't even try that because there's unbelief, you know, in the heart. And the people say, people doubt the Lord, you know, can that really happen? Well, the moment you have that doubt, it's not going to happen. See? But, you know, if you believe in your heart and you speak to the mountain, say, be thou removed. Now, I'm going to show you one way for you not to doubt. You know, now, if you are thinking of moving that mountain with your own ability, you're not going to be able to do it. And that's what brings doubt. Amen? Amen, somebody? In fact, in the book of Zechariah chapter 4, you know, you'll see where it says, you know, it says, it is not by might nor by power, in verse 6, but by my spirit saith the Lord. And in the next verse, he says, look, who art thou, O great mountain? Hallelujah, somebody. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Now that's you. I like to put my name there when I read that verse. You know, I say, you know, great mountain. I don't care about Zerubbabel. You know, I don't know who he is, but I know who I am. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Who art thou, O great mountain? I put my name there. Before me, in the name of the Lord, that shall be made a plain. Now that's one option. God can make that mountain plain and I just walk over. Amen? But I like that option. Amen? Oh yes. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof. Oh my. With shoutings and crying grace unto thee. You know, the Lord's going to show you that it's by his power. It's not by might. And it's not by strength. But it's by the Spirit of the Lord. There's yet another option that can move the mountain. You know, and the Lord, he showed us some of those options in the Bible. One, you know, in different ways in the Bible. Now, many of you know the story in Exodus of one, you know, Egypt was chasing Israel down after they left under the power of God by the signs that God wrought under Moses. And Pharaoh was chasing them down. And you've heard me preach about that from time to time, the church here. And they got to the Red Sea in front of them, and Pharaoh chasing them down behind them. And praise God. You know, well, they couldn't go back, you know, and it looked like they couldn't go forward. Oh, but the Lord, he said in Psalm 78, the Lord, he made the sea a heap. He heaped up the waters on every side and made a ransom to pass through on dry land. That's what God can do for you by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you say amen to that? Because Moses, he said, the Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more. So don't you worry about it. You know? And Pharaoh, he looked at Moses. He said, I got you now where I want you. You know? I got your back against the wall. You know? Your God is a very poor general. He doesn't know what he's doing. Look at him. He brought you out here, you know, and you have no place to go. I got you now. You know? And Moses said, you got nothing. Hallelujah, somebody! Hallelujah. He said, my God is a man of war. Hallelujah. And he will fight for us. And you all will hold your peace. And you will see the salvation of the Lord today. Praise God. You know, now, there is no way that they can go across that sea unless the sea would have to part waves. Hallelujah. But, you know, mountain, sea, whatever, it doesn't make the Lord any difference if there's faith involved. He can part the waves and you can go on dry land, or you can move the mountain just the same. Hallelujah, somebody. And the Lord parted the sea and they went through on dry land. Hallelujah. And there are some mountains too that may be facing you. You know, and what is it that you will do when you have such mountains facing you? What is it that Jesus said we should do? Well, the word of faith is what the Lord is looking for from you. The word of faith. Now let's see, you know, there are some other elements that work with that. And God has many messengers in the spirit that are waiting to carry out your word of faith, if you can believe it. You know, some of those messengers are called angels that excel in strength. And you'll find that in Psalm 103 and verse 20. The Bible says, the angels that excel in strength. I mean, in other words, there are different categories of angels. You know, and there are some of them that are like real mighty warriors and so forth like that. You know, said they are waiting, you know, hallelujah, hearkening to the voice of his word. That's what they are looking for. You know, say, bless the Lord, ye his angels, and all his hosts and so forth, that excel in strength, you know, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. So if you know how to speak the word of the Lord in the name of the Lord, you know, the Bible says the Lord gave the word, and great is the company that publishes it. You know, if you know how to speak that word in the name of the Lord to that mountain, you don't worry about it. There are angels ready to carry it out. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Oh yes, but you know, the angels, they know, you know, if you believe or not. You know, but the devil knows if you believe or not as well. You know, in fact, one time, seven sons of Zipha were told in the book of Acts, you know, they went up and challenged some devils. They said, come out of you, of him, you devils, in the, you know, come out of him in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. And the devils looked at them and said, Jesus, whom Paul preaches? Well, I know Jesus, and I know Paul, but who are you? You know, and the devil, he made mockery of them, and the Bible says he tore them up, you know. So, you better know the Lord whom you serve. Amen? Because the angels know who knows, and the devils know who knows. They know if you know. See, praise God. Can the devil say of you, Jesus I know, and such I know, and you can put your name there. Do the devils know you? Do you have the word of God? Or even more importantly, can the angels of God that hearken to his voice, that do his commandments, that are strong and excel in strength, you know, can they hear the word of the Lord from your mouth and hearken to do the bidding of what you say? Can they do it? Can you make the angels do that? Can your faith move God like that? Can you say to the mountain in the name? See, that's the part that I told you I was going to tell you. This is the place how you can do it to make sure you don't doubt. Now, as long as you think you can do it in your own ability, you might doubt. See, because maybe some days you feel like you can move the mountain. Maybe some days you don't feel like it. You know, so if you're looking at your own ability, you might doubt. But if you look at the name, the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen? If you use his name and not worry about yourself and just look at what his name carries, because he said, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And if you say, I say to this mountain, be thou removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, you know, your faith may only go so far, but the name of Jesus will give you the turbo boost.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Oh, that's right. You know, I've tried it. I know he walks all the time.
His name is highly exalted. And at the name of Jesus, mountains must be made a plain. Hallelujah.
In fact, he said, every mountain shall be brought low, and every valley shall be filled in Isaiah 40,
and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
Hallelujah. And all flesh shall see it together, saith the Lord. And if you can believe it, and you can say it, then you shall have whatsoever you can believe for. And you can have whatsoever you can say.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, there are some mountains that we want to move here this morning. Amen. Amen, some warriors. Oh, man, you people sound like, you know, like you don't know that you can move some mountains. I said there are some mountains that we want to move here this morning.
Yes.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
You know, so, you know, I think that amen is still a little bit weak. And let's get that weak stuff out of here. Now, there are some mountains, let's try this again. There are some mountains that we're going to move in here this morning.
Amen.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Now, we have to believe God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And I want to remind you that when we dedicated this building right here, you know, some of you may not have been here, but I'm going to tell it to you this morning, you know, this place right here that we call the sanctuary, and this part here right here, which you call the altar, you know, we prayed the prayer, and I prayed this prayer myself. And I said, Lord, let it be. Amen. And I know God, as a servant of the Lord, I know he answers my prayer. Amen. And I said, especially when it's for his glory. Amen. And I said, Lord, let it be that whosoever and whatsoever, I said, Lord, when your children are plagued, when they are distressed, when they are in you know, whatever is, you know, oppressing them and so forth, let it be that if they shall come, hallelujah, somebody, to this place, let this be the place that you have chosen to put your name there, that if they shall come to this place, this house, well, there's nothing in these walls, so to speak, it's just a building, you know. But it becomes something else when the presence of the Lord is there. How many of you can say amen?
Amen?
That's right. That's the same thing in your very lives. Now, don't forget the message, you know, treasure in earthen vessels. You should listen to it again on the website. You know, you are nobody until the anointing and the presence of the Lord comes into your life. You know, but when he comes into your life, he changes all of that. You know, and I said, Lord, let it be that whatsoever that people are asking this place, that you will hear from heaven. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And I prayed that again last night and this morning. I said, Lord, let it be that whosoever will have the faith this morning to say to the mountain that is oppressing them or blocking their way, let it be that they shall have whatsoever they say. Hallelujah, somebody. And I'm believing in my heart this morning that whosoever in here this morning, as you have heard the word of the Lord, if you want to believe God with all your heart, and you want to say to the mountain that is in your way, then I'm going to believe God with you this morning.
Amen.
And the Bible says one may chase a thousand, but if you get together with somebody that has some real faith, you can put to flight 10,000.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Now, I'm inviting you to stand to your feet here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus this morning. Now, there are some mountains that need to be moved in your life. Hallelujah. And I've already prayed for everyone last night and this morning. But now there it is time for action on my part. Now, your part, maybe you still need to pray. Well, that's okay. That's where we have a sanctuary right here. You know, but I'm going to challenge you to believe God this morning. And I'm going to challenge you to say to the mountain that is in front of you that has been blocking you this morning. I'm going to challenge you to say, be thou removed in the name of Jesus Christ. And you leave it in the hands of God. You know. Oh, don't say it and then be struggling with God and how you're going to do it and so forth. You know, God will just leave you alone, let you work it out yourself.
when you are all tired, and then you come back to the Lord and let Him do it. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because the Lord, He needs no instructor to guide Him. He needs no man to be His counselor. He needs nobody to tell Him what to do. He will do it for His own glory. But more importantly, we believe the name of the Lord. We believe the word of God. And God will back up His word. Amen. Because He said, so shall it be, my word that is gone forth out of my mouth. And the word of God that I have spoken here this morning, if I be a man of God, and if I have spoken the word of the Lord here this morning, hallelujah, that I'm going to challenge these angels that are waiting for the voice of His word. I'm going to challenge them to be ready to go into action for you this morning to move those mountains. Now, if that's you and you need some mountain to be moved, I want you to come out and let's believe the Lord together. And let's see. Let's prove this thing here this morning. Let's prove this thing here this morning. Hallelujah. Let's prove that God, now you may be standing for yourself. You may be standing in prayer for a loved one. You know, and so forth. You know, you have a family member that is sick or dying. You have, you know, something that's been a challenge to you or whatever it is. And you have this mountain that has blocked you. Now, not by power. Not by might, saith the Lord. But by my spirit.
Hallelujah.
This mountain shall be removed.
Amen.
By my spirit,
amen,
saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I feel the Lord in here this morning. Don't you? Now, I know that God is able. Now, I want those of you, every one of you that is here, I want you to know this. And I'm going to say this to you this morning. Categorically, no mincing of words. You know, I'm going to say it to you this way. For you to understand and to believe that God is able to do what we are about to proclaim, that's non-negotiable.
Amen.
That's your first step. You must know that God is able. And if you believe and you know in your heart this morning that God is able to back up His word, then you're going to have the miracle that you are believing for this morning. But we are fixing to remove some mountains. Praise God. Now remember what the message said. It doesn't matter whether it's right now. It doesn't matter whether it's tonight. It doesn't matter whether it's this week or next week. It shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Now lift up your hands and let's believe the Lord together. Now I want you to begin to pray. Every one of you. First I want you to acknowledge the Lord. And I want you to thank Him for revealing His word unto you. And I want you to say, Lord, I believe that You are able to do all things. And that by faith in Your name, I can say to the mountain, and it shall be removed. Now I want you to believe that with all your heart. Because in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we are going to be ready to move those mountains. And what we do here this morning in the natural, God has lined up those angels to carry them out in the spirit. He has lined them up. So you don't worry about that. He's got those angels that excel in strength. They are hearkening to the voice of His word. They are waiting for your command this morning. Your wish is their command this morning. Hallelujah. As long as it's to the glory of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the word of the Lord which I have spoken by the Spirit of the Lord this morning. You know the Bible, even Jesus, He testified of David. He said, David spoke by the Holy Ghost. And he said to the Lord said to my Lord, sit down on my, well, you know, I have spoken by the Holy Ghost here this morning. And the message is believe and say to the mountain that is in your life and speak to it this morning in the name of the Lord and tell it to be removed, to get out of your way, to make way for you to go. The Bible says, therefore shall the ransom of the Lord return. Hallelujah. Oh, and there shall be everlasting joy on their heads. So the thing that is preventing you from having that joy, the thing, the mountain that is in your way, that is not making you to get ahead. Let's move those mountains here this morning. Praise God. I want you to lift one hand up and put the other hand on your heart like this, on your chest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, because that's where it's at. That's where it's at this morning. Do you believe God this morning? And do you believe I spoke the word of the Lord this morning? Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every mountain that is blocking your people that are in here this morning, I speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to every one of those mountains. Now, this mountain over here, and this one over here, and this one over here, and this mountain over here, and this mountain in your life, and this mountain, and the loved one you are praying for, and the mountains in your life, be removed.
Thank you, Jesus.
And be cast into the sea. And let the redeemed of the Lord go through on dry land. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so this morning that the Lord is good. Come on, everybody say the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. The Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Oh, that's the greatest way you can bless the name of the Lord. You can say the Lord anytime. You can wake up in the morning, and when the devil tells you, oh, it's going to be an all that long day, you say, oh, no, no, no. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. He said, because the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Now, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe, and you shall have them. Father, even as your people have believed in here this morning, and as we have spoken and challenged the mountains that are blocking their way to be removed, even so it shall be in the name of the Lord Jesus. So it is spoken, and so it shall be. But the Bible says even the law of the Medes and Persians, once it is spoken and signed and sealed, cannot be removed, cannot be altered. Oh, he said, and I am the Lord, I will not alter the thing that is gone out of my mouth. And I have declared for you this morning that the Lord will proclaim the name of the Lord in your life. That's right. And he will back up his word 100%. You watch over that word. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, this we do today for the glory of your name. That your people may know that your word is true. And let the people go away here this morning renewed with faith in their hearts. And expecting to receive a miracle. Expecting to see the hand of the Lord move those mountains out of the way. And let your people, every one of them, let them be able to recognize the moving of God when you begin to do it.
Amen.
And let them rejoice in your salvation.
Amen.
And let them come back and give glory to the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Now, some of you are wondering, you say, is it that simple? Yes, it is that simple. Praise God. Because that's how Jesus said it. He just said it and went his way. You know, and then they came back and said, my goodness, it's already withered away. It is that simple if you believe the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. And he walks that quickly, and he will watch over that word, and it will not return void. It will prosper anything whereunto it is sent. It will accomplish the thing that God places in your life.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And particularly the mountains
that are distracting you from following the Lord with all of your heart. Following hard after the Lord. There are the mountains that are preventing you from choosing Him as your chief joy. You know, whatever those mountains are. You all know what it is. Be removed! In Jesus' name. And let the people of God come into that communion with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There is a place where God wants to meet with you. And it's in the place of worship. That's the place that He has chosen to put His name there to meet with you every day. And there are some mountains that are making you not to meet with Him there. We want you to speak in the morning to those mountains to be moved out of your way. Hallelujah. And you say to every mountain, say, I have an appointment with the Lord today. And if there's anything in front of you that's going to prevent you, you say, be thou removed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you begin to see the miracles of God's deliverance. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may all go to your seats. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.